You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening. So that is quite something. That's the highest score so far this week. Tell me how you did it.
To be honest with you, I've been so like, I just wanted to do a clean test because the last couple of musics I've done, like last summer nationals, I just had like a few mistakes and I kept like kicking, I couldn't, and then again at Hoy's I had a couple of mistakes creeping and I just was like, oh, you know, I just really want to do a good test. Yeah. So I was really trying to ride as well as I could, and it just come off today. Like I thought she was a bit tired, but whenever I go in the ring, she's like, oh, okay, mum, and we're off now. Like, brilliant. You know, and like she makes me cry. Like, I cried again. I mean, everyone always like, oh, you always cry, but like, I just she's just making me like, she's just amazing. Like,
tell me, I don't want to make you cry. So talk to me about music. Tell me about that.
So that music, so I've got to thank Tony at Equidance big time, both Tony and Kelly, because so that music, the walk and the trot, I originally had as a novice freestyle back in 2015. I won the Novice Open with River Eyes of Scala, and then I've actually won on quite a few horses with the same music. I just love the music, and the trot is Curse of the Ice Queen. The walk was from the film Snow White and the Huntsman, and then bless poor Tony. So I said back last year when I went to PSG, I was like, I want this music, I need it like tomorrow, because I entered Wellington Freestyle, I think it might be the year before that actually, and he was so good, he like did it the next day, and since then I've been like, oh, well, I want to tweak the floor plan, I want to use this music, and I've had the music done about 4 times and then when it came to this, I haven't done it for so long, and I was like, oh, I don't even know which one it is. So then I was messaging them like, can you please send me like all the ones, because I don't know which one. So they're great, they're lovely people, so yeah, they've been really cool.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thank
so
you.
In terms of you saying you gave yourself a hard time when things didn't go so well, were you putting more pressure on yourself today, or did you want to just scale it right back, like you say, and do a clear out?
I always put pressure on myself, and the thing is, she's done so well, like, and then you want to keep doing well, so then it's obviously like, you know, you want to, and I, as well, like, I want better scores, I want to be like Charlotte, so I'm like, you know, constantly like trying to be better, trying to get it better, but also not, I don't want to like put too much pressure on her. I put up more on myself than her, because she always rises to it, and if I have mistakes, it's normally my fault, not hers. But yeah, today it was just one of those days where I really felt like I could ride the floor plan and not be worrying about if I'm in time. It all just came together really nicely. So,
such a wonderful score as well.
And yeah, I know. And like to get 80, I mean, it's just like the dream, really, isn't it?
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you
so much. No more tears. No more tears. No, lots of cheers. Yeah. No more tears.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.